Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Matt's maddest writer, Dick DeBartolo. This is episode 449 for November 22nd, Tributary's T10 Flexible Power Strip. And now, get ready for Dick! Thursday! It's time for the GizWiz. The downhill slope has begun. It's Thursday, and Dickie D is here with another fine gadget for us, Mr. DeBartolo.
Fine gadget. I have the Tributary's power strip. Now, it's a new power strip, and it's kind of clever in as much as the outer power strip outlets can swivel so that they can face in any direction so that you can put transformer plugs facing in whatever direction you would like to. It also has signal line protection. You can plug in your RJ11, your RJ45, even your cable, your F connectors. So it's a power strip. And it's also a power protector, voltage spike protection. And let me see. Oh, yeah. The LED lights to tell you the surge protection is in operation. It handles 10 AC power plugs. And it comes with one of those $25,000 warranty, you know, if it blows up or burns out your unit. Now, they have to get the price down. All they gave me was the suggested retail price, which is $80.
What?
Yes. What? It's up there. But my guess is, since it was just announced and it's just shipping, that after it gets into stores, that will get considerably knocked down.
Yeah. But because it's called, list price. Yeah.
It's list price. Yeah. It's from Tributaries. They actually went to their website. They make some interesting high-end stuff. So it's the T10 Flexible Power Strip with rotating outlets. I know. It sounds good, doesn't it?
It does. You're never going to have too many rotating outlets.
No, it's very funny because when I saw it in the photograph, the PR lady had sent it to me. I said, ma'am, this is a new high-end power strip. I said, the transformers are not going to fit. Those slots are too close together. And she said, no, you got to see the unit in person because you can rotate them in different directions so that everything fits.
This is actually a good idea because I always have that trouble. In fact, all my power strips don't hold as many plugs as they should because of
Big
wall warts.
Exactly. Even if they're spaced apart, you know, those power strips are becoming bigger and bigger. They're sort of ridiculous. You know, get a little, you know, what is the power supply like on your little mini PC?
Yeah, the EEPC. It's pretty hefty. I mean, it's big enough that it would take up some space.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. No, it's one of those things where...
So we've seen the power squid before. I like the power squid, and this is just
the power
another,
squid.
Yeah.
This is another different version. It's more trim. The power squid... Power squid is good at, like, if it's under a desk or something where you...
Yeah, it's kind of...
It kind
of
looks like...
a lot of space.
Yeah, a dead fish under your desk.
So I'd never heard of Tributaries before, but I guess they do cabling.
They do cabling. Exactly. And I hadn't heard of Tributaries either, but now we have. And that's what we're here to. We're here to learn.
We are. We're here to learn. Okay. And I guess we have learned now. We're done.
We have learned that that's where you should play the jingle.
Oh, I knew there was something missing here. The jingle, of course.
Jingle, of course. What a great idea, Ollie.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Actually, this letter is for you.
Uh-oh. Did I say something wrong again?
No, not really. He's just asking your expertise. Recently, a listener commented about the need for podcasting-oriented features in an MP3 player. Bookmarking, accelerated fast forward.
Right.
My current player's been doing this for years, but I would really like to get a cell phone MP3
that
player.
That would do the same thing.
Yes. So this was actually addressed to you. Do you know if the iPhone can do these things and play long? You can?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the iPhone is an iPod. So everything the iPod can do, the iPhone can do, including pausing. Now, it doesn't do it. You wouldn't want it to do it for songs. When you stop a song in the middle, it doesn't go back to the middle. It starts at the beginning the next time. But if you're listening to spoken word, podcasts or audiobooks, when you stop, it comes back to where you stopped. And then the same thing applies. I believe that you have the choice of playing it normal, slow, or fast. But again, it's only spoken word that you can do that. In fact, I think it has to be indicated that it's an audiobook or a podcast for it to do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, let's see. Yeah, all right.
iPods iPods are good for that kind of thing.
You know, and I never even thought about that. Yeah. That makes perfect sense. Yeah. So this guy, give me his name. It's Ron. Ron at Serato Enterprises. So there you go. You addressed it to Leo, and he answered your question.
Answer your question. Thank you, Ron. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we end our programming day. And the flag, they don't do that anymore. Of course, channels never go off the air.
They don't go off the air.
Remember,
now,
remember that? So they would say at the end, I wonder if there are kids who know that they would, at the end of the day, like it would be early, but like midnight. This concludes our programming day on KCET. Please join us tomorrow for another great day of programming. And then they play the national anthem.
Right. And prayer of the day.
Oh, sometimes they do that. That's right.
They do prayer, a little prayer.
Throw in whatever stuff they had lying around.
Right, lying around.
And then they'd put the Indian up.
Yes, I was going to ask you. The Indian, which was used.
It was the test pattern.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And sometimes they'd play a tone, too. Ooh. Or sometimes they'd just go dead.
And the snow would come on.
Snow would come on.
Oh, yeah. I remember, I don't know what year it was, when CBS announced that they were going to stay on the air all night long.
Wow.
And, you know, now you click through 100 channels and can't find anything you like. Even as a kid, I stayed up late. And when The Late Show came on, and then it was The Late Late Show, and then I think they called it The Late 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 Show. And then the next one after that was called The Early Show because it was now 4 a.m. But when the movie title started to roll, you would go, please be a good movie, please be a good movie, please be, because there was no other channel that you could turn to.
That's it. You're right. Exactly. You're stuck. It's the only channel that's still on.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish I could find some audio of that.
The syncopated clock.
Oh, did they play that
all night long?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's god awful.
Yeah. Well,
and that's the worst thing.
You'd be in the beginning at the beginning of every new movie.
You'd be in fast asleep on the sofa, and you'd wake up and you'd hear that. It'd be terrible. You'd just be. You'd know that you. Oh, that I'm. You'd hear this.
You ask me why I love her?
This is John Wayne.
I'll explain. Struggle to be free.
This is the end of the day broadcast. This is from YouTube of KOLO TV in Reno. They'd really go on and on.
Beneath God's wide, wide sky.
It's John Wayne. Oh, man. This is from 1986.
That's all?
Yeah.
In the Toyabe National Forest.
Wait a minute. Here we go. Here's the announcement. The fireworks are going off. The Statue of Liberty. The flag is waving. And now the announcer comes on. This is the guy's getting $4.50 an hour.
This is KOLO-TV in Reno, Nevada. This concludes our broadcast day. KOLO-TV is owned and operated.
Oh, they have to do the owned and operated.
Nevada Incorporated.
I forgot about that.
Our studios are located at 4850 Ampere Drive in Reno.
You have to go through this whole thing.
And our transmitter is the Top Slide Mountain in the Toyabe National Forest, Washoe County, Nevada. KOLO-TV.
All right. Okay.
Now,
I want to see if they have the Indian at the end.
6GB, Channel 6.
Oh, God, it goes on.
Wish you a very pleasant good day.
There it is.
The Indian?
Yeah. And the tone.
Wow. Great.
They're going to do that for the rest of... Oh. Wow, that was fun.
You know what? I have never been up to know what did channels do when they came on the air.
Oh, then it's the same thing. Should I?
They started.
Let's see. YouTube is so great. I just searched for end our broadcast day. Let me search for begin our broadcast day.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let me see. This is so stupid.
YouTube is the whole internet. The internet is just.
VPW, a public service provided by Winnipeg Video and Incorporated, originates west of the Red River in Winnipeg. V stands for video,
okay,
P for public access,
and the way they wake up their people.
This is how they wake up. Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
No, the other day I was searching the web. I found my name.
Wait a minute. You found your name on the web?
My name was on the web.
Who put that there? That's terrible.
I have no idea.
How dare they? What was it on?
I went to Google and I typed in my name and there was something about me.
Good
I don't
Lord.
Know how it got there.
You're famous, Dick.
Wow. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's incredible.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I think you probably want to rest.
Or as Homer Simpson said, you know, they have the internet on the computer now.
I've heard.
Yeah.
Very, very exciting.
Very exciting.
Well, Dick, I think we should wrap this puppy up.
I think we should too, pal.
Because you've got to rest up, because you know what tomorrow is.
It is.
You don't know, do you? It's Gadget Warehouse Friday. No need to make something up, I'll tell you.
Oh, okay, good.
So we'll see you then, Nick.
Right. We taped 300 of these in a row.
We're a little punchy.
Okay, yeah, I'll be here for that. I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.